Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right, y'all.
That's right, y'all.
Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah. Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
We got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
Good to the radio. On the music every day. Baby, got it on the flow. Each and every week. All you gotta do is call me, call me. Each and every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind. Each and every week. Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa. All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line. Call on the line. Call on the line. Say the number every time. Every time. Every time. Each and every week. Yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat. Yeah. Each and your tribe.
Yo,
it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Cleveland.
Thank you.
Well, all right. All right, you squares. It's time to choke. Can y'all hear me? Testing 1, 2. Well, I guess it's some type of a delay that they got jumping off up here in the radio station tonight. And that's cool. That's cool because I can still hear that shit. You dig? 646-478-0944. That is the number. Let me turn my Bluetooth off right quick because it's clashing big time with all of these doggone Wi-Fi devices connected in the same time in the same place. This your boy Emax the Image. All right, y'all. 646-478-0944. We got a treat for y'all tonight. You dig? It is actually a it's a debut night. Okay, we got some new music from 3342, and we also have what is a very, well, what could be, or what has been a very controversial topic, you know what I mean? And we have to basically well, I ain't going to do too much talking on that. We going to let Mr. Kilroy join us tonight and let us know where he at with it. I'm doing too much right now.
How you doing, brother Emax?
I'm okay, man. I'm okay.
That's
trying to
good.
Deal
That's
with this
good.
Delay. You know how it go. So it's
I
all
feel
right.
You. I feel you. I'll be calling in and out because I was around with a few people. But first of all, I want to give a shout out and let people know this whole BDA movement, talking about parents and or guardians, legal guardians, taking responsibility for your children before the law has to do it for you, or you sit back and give up your parental rights, and then the next thing you know, we're dealing with basically speaking your badass children because they're trying to tell you you don't have a right to at least follow the scripture or what's in the Bible verses of sparing the rod and spoiling the child. If you go to one of my favorite things, Proverbs 13:24, where they tell you that he who spareth the rod, you hate your own son. And so with that being said, I'm going to, at least before we do anything else, I'm going to hand the phone up to one of my partners from Black Man's Army by the name of Brother Hayes, Maddie P's Floral Arrangements. He had an interesting take on certain things, first and foremost. Hold it up and start talking.
One thing, they shoot the kids.
They,
number one, they use bullets in our kids. And we can't do nothing about it. But I think what we ought to do, I think we ought to stand on the steps of the courthouse and everybody take off their belt. And if they rest one, they have to rest all.
Take off the belt, bro.
Get somewhere.
What they gonna take the belt off?
We can't just stand back and see our kids go to pieces. We can't allow this. They whoop us, and it's called police brutality.
But see, most of the times, though, it's not their fault. They just doing their job.
They do their job. Like, that's not their job.
Like vegetarians telling
people. No, I don't see nothing where they got where they said they no law saying they were supposed to whoop a grown man. Now they're supposed to arrest a grown man.
But hold on. There are plenty of laws that say you ain't supposed to commit none. You got to remember, my brother, it ain't always, when you whoop your child, when you scolded your child, whether you whooped them or you gave them stern guidance, what was it for? Was it something that you told them or you felt like it was something they wasn't supposed to do?
They were disobedient.
Okay,
I ain't going to kill them.
No, you ain't got to kill them. You ain't supposed to. But at the same time, I agree with you. There is no law. But there is the law of for every action, there is a reaction. Now, you know them old faces afraid of us, bruh.
They're afraid of us.
Some of our parents don't teach our children, you know, the rules of the streets and the rules of the game. You know what I'm saying? They know them crackers don't like us, man.
We're going by their rules. If you're gonna go by my rules, how you gonna get somewhere? We playing poker and you going by my rules. How you gonna win? You can't go by another man's rules.
So
Marvin Gaye said he didn't get nowhere by playing by the rules.
We just supposed to give all
He just played by the rules.
All them people that sitting downstairs. Okay, sitting in the jail with the orange suits. I was sitting there, and it wasn't because no laws. It was because of the choices that I made.
I just wanted to, I will be back and forth with a few other people, but again, with looking at parental and everything else, just on a side note, BMA member, as well as a Black on Black Crime, Mrs. Hayes, a Black Man Army Brother Hayes. But when it comes to Matty P's Flowers, the contact number is?
Number?
Good.
Number? 334-9820.
As well as the 216-761-4895. And you know, Brother Emacs, I have to say one thing before I say anything else, because I'm sure some other people will call in with their opinions. But my thing is this: it shows everything is out of control. It just does. If it wasn't out of control, I say parents start taking back control before you end up having the court system do it for you, which is apparently what they want. The police will chastise their child once they become 18, 19, 16, 17, the court system and others. So the whole thing is, basically speaking, again, most of the folks who come back through and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing this to this child. You shouldn't be correcting that child. I was spanked all the time coming up, and look what it did for me. Yeah, you ignoramus, you out there making money. Being a child psychologist, you're married, probably without children and stuff, because you have some sort of value system that worked for you. It didn't traumatize you. It helped you become a better person. So my thing is, before mentors like myself, some of us are getting tired of doing extra parents' work when they should be doing it themselves. So I just wanted to throw that out. That's where I'm at with the whole BDA thing. I didn't expect the comments that I received. And I didn't expect people to say, let's go. Okay. How about? I didn't expect them to say, hey, let's go take a belt or two or do X, Y, Z. You know. That's all. That's all. So I promise I'll chime in. I'll give other people chance enough to call in and or take things in. And I'll fall back. But, again, I just think the whole Hood Tunes Radio, I think 3342 for at least allowing this track to be made. I think Eagle Crew Records for putting it out there. And for those people who thought we forgot about Miami Bass, no, we didn't. I'll talk to you shortly, brother.
Indeed, man. Appreciate that love, family. You're welcome
no
anytime.
Problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very, very profound. Very profound. And I just want to let everybody know that it is really just a matter of opinion on the way we do these things, man. It's not a debate or who's right or who's wrong. So I don't want nobody to feel like or feel alienated because, yes, there are people who may not feel the way you do. We are only human beings and we have our own sight and we are touched by certain things in different ways. All right. So if anybody want to make a comment on that, the topic tonight is basically parental discipline. And we got the perfect conduit for a message. Because I swear the message that I got was, my mama used to tell me all the time, you're going to do what I tell you to do, or I'm going to kick your ass. So, you know, I'm okay. I wasn't traumatized by the whoopings I got. I was more traumatized and more, what's the word when people say, I was more, it messed me up more to find out that my father was what my mama said he was. Okay. Just a long story short, he used to pick us up on the weekends and drop us off at grandma's house and be gone until it was time to take us home. So, he was there to whoop our ass when we got in trouble, but it just created a distaste in our mouths for him because he didn't do nothing else except kick our ass from time to time. But when we was doing wrong, you know, somebody had to do it. You know what I mean? So it is an important factor for some of y'all brothers to be in y'all child's life, okay? So I'm not going to talk too much about it right now anyway. Just getting the show started. We want everybody to know that it's controversial tonight. If you want to call in, dial that 646-478-0944. Press the number one if you want to talk. And we'll be checking in with Brother Hayes and Sheriff Kilroy as they touch down with us right here on Hood Tunes Radio. Of course, we got new music. We got that new song from Al P, Beat That Ass. And we got it right here on Hood Tunes Radio. We already go to the phone lines. I just want everybody to know, if you want to talk, press 1, and I will know that you want to get on the air. If not, just, you know, don't do nothing but listen. I appreciate it. A lot of people don't like for their voices to be heard, so they check it out online, which is cool, blogtalkradio.com. You want to go to the live button and then click music. We are right there. So, all right. And if anybody interested in hearing any music from 3342, all you got to do is go to the Lil O Wix website. All right. It's thewixsite.com/3342. All that's going to be worked out pretty soon. I know it's a mouthful, but it's the image.wixsite.com/3342. That's how you get down. So let's let everybody know what's going on. Let's see what's up with 216-773. You on with Emax and the Hood Tunes Radio family. What's going on? All right. They just listening tonight, and that's cool. Appreciate it. All right, so what we going to do is let's see what if Kilroy feel like he want to say something. If not, it's cool.
Hey, I just want to say once again, I appreciate the debut. It's like you start to say something, and you never know how people might take it. And
right.
So I just appreciate the fact that when it comes down to it, 3342 Music has never been afraid. You've never been afraid to at least touch on hot topic issues, hot button issues. Remember, let's not anybody get it twisted. Even though we have our Porter Band in the streets on a Monday night, the same phone number, 646-478-0944, 10 p.m. I mean, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, that 9 p.m. hour. But it was none other than the whole 3342 Emax the Image who said, hey, the first one, said, you're doing great with the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show, but why don't you do something on your own? And I had to think about that, and we've been rolling now going on 9 years. So with that being said, I want to say I appreciate you. You didn't just say, hey, do a show. You said to me, well, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to teach you how to do a show so you can do it for yourself. I'm not just going to give you a piece of fish. I'm going to teach you how to fish. So with that being said, I appreciate that. And that just kept me on the straight and narrow to feel like, hey, even if it seems to be an off-center topic, if it's for the right or for the best of my people and can move us further ahead, we can touch it. And just remember, I'm going by what has seemed to work so far for years in our community, that whole BDA movement. It works. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to let people know. It works.
That's right.
And the reason things aren't working well for our children and we have everything all packed up for young adults is because somewhere along the lines, we let the system fool us into thinking, man, you can't do that to your child because trust and believe, don't give me that single parent household BS. I know back in the day there were plenty of single moms who would go upside that child's head. And they said, okay. And so I'm just saying that we need to look at, before we point out at the man holding us back, maybe some of us are holding ourselves back, following what the man put out there instead of thinking for self. That's all I want to say. That's it.
That's it. And don't forget, man, you know, I also told you that people like to find your ass before Sunday.
Ooh, that is so true. You are telling the truth. It's true. It's true.
So I know. It's all good, man. We all know what it is. That was Sheriff Kilroy. You know, he said he's going to be checking back in with us from time to time. And I had plans to play that controversial track, that powerful track. I believe it's a better message than, you know, fight the power. Because that's how you fight the power. You know what I'm saying? You take the power from them by not giving them power over your life. And if you never teach your kids, man, stop giving your money and stop giving your body and your mind to these folks, because everybody knows it's a setup. And if you knew it was a setup from the beginning, why the hell is you still falling into, and I say this in quotations, the trap? All right, I want to send shouts out to everybody from Arizona. Appreciate y'all calling in. Atlanta, Georgia. I don't see no ones pushing, so I guess people listening tonight, we appreciate that too. So I want to send a shout out to 216-415. I got you. 216-773. I got you. We are here tonight. I appreciate it. And we will get back to that music. Let me check this number right quick. 216-415, what it do?
Right, good.
Turn your phone down a little bit for me, please, sir. You're getting a little echo back there.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect. What's happening? All right, what's happening, man? Did you hear what we chiming in on?
Yeah, I caught a little bit. I was just tuning in.
Yeah. Well, the topic for tonight is beat that ass. And, you know, before we get PETA and you know, human services and child services and all of this jumping down our backs, you know, it's just a representation. Okay, I'm gonna put y'all on and put a little something where we get it from in a minute. Y'all got to think about where we learn how to talk. Y'all, people be telling us the wrong information by saying that it was the slave masters. Y'all got to remember where they came from, what kind of accent they have, and the people that was here with us, where they was living at, and what kind of accent they had. So, might shock you if you listen to yourself talk. This your boy, E-Max the Image Man. We'll be right back after this track. We going to get into it with Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, with this one particular song, y'all. So here we go with Image on the beat, 3342.
You're teasing me.
If you want
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's your boy, A-Max the Image, produced by 3342 Music. And that is called How. 646-478-0944. That's the number you can call in to reach and say what you feel and what you're actually thinking on your head, all right? Press 1 if you want to talk. Don't do nothing if you're just listening. Don't forget, we here Monday nights with Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets from 9 to 10 p.m. And on Thursday nights from 9 to 10 p.m., we have Hood Talk Radio where we cover similar topics and some of the same. I don't really want to get into the political thing because we have more important issues like what kind of businesses can we start in our neighborhood? I can give you an idea, especially some shit that the Arabs don't want to take over, all right? Exclusive to the hood. So we need to rebuild our own communities. I am a stern advocate of that without trying to go to the government and getting some money because basically they're going to want to run it, gentrify the shit, and we'll be back in the same boat. How do you fight back? You exclude them. See, y'all forget. They'll come to where we are even when we forget. And we pretend to forget that, of course, we don't create the laws and this and that and the other. They modify them to mask that is simply control. So let them pretend like they're controlling. And while we following their laws and doing our own thing, they be like, hey, wait a minute. They got their own shit. All right. 646-478-0944. Topic tonight is if you don't kick your kids in the ass from time to time, even a stern scolding, fingers in the face, you know, serious face, yelling a little bit, you get results. I don't know one person successful, alive, okay, who did what they were supposed to do. You know what I mean? A lot of people want to make excuses, and they want to say that the police is wrong, and yes, they are wrong. Just like the little boy that stole the car and, rest in peace, beautiful lady, ran over the girl going to the library from school. She didn't have nothing to do with that. But the little dude decided he wanted to rob the lady for her car. And when he was pretty much caught, he just didn't want to stop. That was choice. C-H-O-I-C-E. That's all that was. That was his choice to do that. Yes, granted, it was a bad choice, but it was also a bad choice to decide to rob somebody. See, when you put a mousetrap down, you got to put some peanut butter or something on it because the mice are scared, and they ain't really scared, but they're tired of the cheese. They want something different. So every time the cat sit around, he wait for the mouse to do something stupid. And then the mouse get caught up in the cat if he's fast enough. That's pretty much all life is. You know what I'm saying? If you get $1,000 in your pocket and you go and spend $999 and you only got a dollar left, when the bills come and you open them envelopes, you're going to be mad because the bills are high, but you spent your money on something else. So it's a choice. I choose to discipline my children because I don't want them to end up, if there's anything that I can do to help, like some of those children that don't listen to their parents and talk crazy to their parents. So, yeah, I whack ass a little while. But as they get older, they're supposed to understand that there is a way to live. And there is a way to not live. This your boy E-Max, y'all. Check out my blog on my Wix site. I don't call it a website yet, but it's the image. Wixsite.com/3342, man. I got a nice website up there. And, well, I wish I had some drums right now because the reason we all here is come. this song right here, man, when I heard it, and I mean, when he came to the studio, it was just like, okay, all right. When he started doing the lyrics, I mean, you can ask him yourself. And it wasn't just me. His ass was in here laughing. He was rolling on the floor, too, because he knew what it was about to be. All right, let's see if it's available. Sheriff.
Yes, I am available.
To arrest a few folks.
All I wanted to say was I was very thankful to be able to at least convey that message. I think that's what was important, was the message just needed to be conveyed, and not enough people were putting it out there like it could have or should have been. Yep. Okay. And so that was what I felt the role was, at least for that particular song. And it was just that everybody talked about it. That's it. It's a subject that everybody talked about. They would say somebody need to do something with, and would always follow up, these bad ass feelings, baby's kids, all that type of stuff. And so it was like, you know something? It's my role to put it out there, plain and open to the public. That's it.
And you did that.
Plain. And I want to also thank, once again, Igloo Crew Records. They are the first label that came to me in the early 2000s and asked me to manage them. And they got a nice comeback coming through with a lot of different artists from there. And I appreciate Brother Mark Morant, R&B singer Steve Young, Mike Smooth, and others. So I'm just going to be quiet and let the song speak for itself. And remember, I had to give it from what my experience is and the truth. That, to me, is the power of an MC, to give you and convey a message. I'm not trying to tell you how much I'm trapping, balling and gangbanging in the streets, because I'm not doing that. But I'm just giving you the real on what's needed, what I advocate on, and what I've had to deal with. And I'm, like, tired of dealing with other folks' badass chilling. That's all. That's it. Period.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you about to be on Fox 8 News in the morning performing this. They're going to call you and say, man, do you got a TV version of this song?
And it'll be like, yes, I do. Yes, we do.
This is a universe for everybody, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, other Asian religions out there, Chinese, Black, Mongolian, Cambodian, Hawaiian, Canadian, people of the human race. The alien race, the rich race.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Yeah, that's a whole race in itself. We ain't going there right now. This is about where it starts. Okay? This is about where it starts, y'all. So let's get it popping. Let's get it popping.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's D-Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. And every week, Hood Tunes Radio,
Hood Tunes Radio,
Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all.
Every week,
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out.
Uh-huh. Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say
that we're bringing heat,
cause
we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what
Hood Tunes Radio on the music every day. Baby, got it on the flow. Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me,
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com. Yeah. Type in the search box, Hoodtunes Radio. Or just call on the line, call on the line, call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, here we're from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah. Each and your drive, Hoodtunes Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hoodtunes Radio, baby! Cleveland.
A message from the police, the teachers, the courts, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. That's the kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. That's the kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. That's the kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. Child, whoop there. Bear the rod, beat the ass. Spoil the child, whoop there. Bear the rod, beat the ass. Spoil the child, whoop there. Bear the rod, beat the ass. Spoil the child, whoop there. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop there. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop there. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop there. The Bible say, beat the ass. Scripture say, whoop there. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat the ass. You raising them, whoop there. If your child act up, beat the ass. If your child act up, whoop there. Yeah.
to the club with them. If you crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could. And now I'm good, yeah. You probably thought that I was
exclusive 3342 music.
Song, emotions, got you going. That's why you know which way I'm going, yeah. Girl, I try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for. Why, but you didn't want to listen to me. And now you're testing me, how much you're missing me. Emotions, emotions. So how you feel to me, what's the deal? Hey. Emotions, emotions. So what's the deal to me, how you feel? Is it really about the way you feel about me? Or is it something that you want about me? People come around me like they love me, but they don't, so I won't let them get it.
Yes, 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 yes. Emotions 3342 music, y'all. Cleveland on Emax Damage. So y'all know what's up, man. I hope y'all like that song right there. Any comments on it? We get ready. We taking open calls. If you want to talk, press the 1 and we will get to you. 216-415. What's happening? What's happening?
What's up with you there, partner?
What's good, man?
Shit, tell it. Just listening in.
Yeah. So how you like that track right there?
I mean, hey, it's different, most definitely. There should be some head spinners out there now, ready commentary towards it, you know. But listening
yeah.
to the segment and everything, you know, understanding, you know, that, you know, spare the child, well, spare the rod, spoil the child. Okay, understand that concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, therefore, without any morals or values or discipline, where does it go? And then listening to what my third question would be, more or less, okay, in order for us to empower ourselves and enrich ourselves, and to obtain our own, it goes back to the morals and values and discipline.
That's right.
And then there's nothing wrong with you beating that ass and doing what you need to do to make a point. But yet, therefore, if there's no instructions and there's no guidance, then once again, what are we doing?
You know what I learned, yeah. Man? That in life, there are some of everybody everywhere. And I honestly believe our job and our responsibilities as parents is to teach our children and show them examples. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be their friend. Just show them shit. Like, sometimes I ride around with my chick, you know, and I show them. Look how these motherfuckers standing on the corner. You know, these young dudes, you know, they ain't going to school. They all at the gas station begging for change. You know, those are the type, and you don't know their situation. But I would rather see somebody at the grocery store. Can I help you with your bags or, you know, washing cars or something, man, rather than standing at the gas station crowding the pumps. Begging for change, you know, and that's that right there. That's that goes with what you were saying, the moral and the discipline. You know, that's just to me something that shouldn't be encouraged. And us as parents need to teach our children and show them something different. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion.
Here's a little food for thought. The Creator created everybody, but he gave everybody a hidden talent. How many people actually tap into their hidden talents and utilize it? Regardless of the trials and tribulations that we go through as humans on this planet, individuals still fail to realize is that you are still created. You still wake up every day to play the same game of life every day, but yet, therefore, no one figures out how to play the game.
So
might be a little deep, but yeah, they'll always ask the question. In order for us to be guided, and in order for us to understand, we had to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
We got some tutelage to move us forward so that then we are now in the future. So what's the purpose of understanding the past if we're not going to learn anything from the past to move ourselves towards the future?
Exactly, man. Hand claps like a motherfucker, because I've been saying that for a while, you know. I hear people, a lot of people, and even in my family, man, the religious folk, you know, they get off into, you know, it's a religious thing, but it's a human thing. It's human. You know what I'm saying? These are the responsibilities that we were given. You know, it's people out here that can't have children, but then some of the ones that got them, you know,
what's the purpose of an elder if the elder can't instruct the mid-adult? And if the mid-adult can't instruct the youth, then what role are we playing?
Well, you know what? It all goes back to a thug ain't going to go and talk to the preacher unless he thought the preacher was a thug first. You know, sometimes that's what it takes. You know what I mean? A lot of kids get their ass kicked. They don't do it like that, though. But look, man, we got the king of the hour on. I'm getting ready to let Al get in here because you know we're going to play that song again. So,
no, definitely.
Let me bring Sheriff in before we get arrested. Gilroy.
Yes, indeed. I want to say, you know, I'm just thankful to the Creator for allowing us to have vehicles such as your program to be able to at least get out messages that need to be heard. Not everybody wants to hear the truth, but sometimes you at least need to be given the truth for you to digest, think, and go forward. So, you know, before I sit back and enjoy the rest of the conversation and hear the replay, I just want to thank once again all those people out there, hey, whether it's the criticism or not, just the fact that you had to take it in, that something has to change, and why not let it be those who, quote-unquote, are in charge of that change. I mean, I can't come out there and tell the whole world how to live if I'm not willing to at least, I'll say, correct what's going on behind closed doors. So if I'm not first responsible enough to correct myself, and then if you have family members who need to be corrected, especially your seed and your children, if you don't do it, then unfortunately it's designed to do that for you. And then later on, everybody will start complaining about, well, you did this to so-and-so, or you roughed up my this, or now all of a sudden I have to go down and purchase phone cards and commissary and visit my child maybe once a month, depending on what facility they're in, or spend almost $60 to $100 worth of phone cards to hear from that young person or that loved one, or spend $500 plus for an attorney when some of that could have been circumvented, you know, way ahead of time. So that's why I'm just going to leave you out with that one thought of, I hate to say it, but in this instance, I know that that song spoke for the court system, certain teachers, and even those people in law enforcement who say, dang it, I wish somebody would have done some of them badass killing before I had to do it. So that's all I'm going to say. I'll take my leave and say thank you all once again. 3342, I'm out. Sales Gilroy. Peace.
Right there, Gilroy. That's what I'm talking about.
Go. And that's the truth, though, man, because I'm living proof, man. A good ass kicking, you know, saying make you change your mind. Unfortunately for me, you know, I was not that hard headed. I was just more curious than anything. You know what I'm saying? So I was one of those children that I had to see. I had to see it for myself, because sometimes you don't believe, and our kids don't believe that we've been there before. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. A lot of people shelter their children. They don't let them, you know, they don't hang out with them. They don't spend no time. You got to figure out a way to strike up a conversation with your kids. You know what I'm saying? You might have to play the little role. A good friend of mine told me one day, well, you know, if you got toddlers, you can't bring them up to the adult level. You got to take yourself to a toddler level, and that takes a little bit of creativity, but it also takes a little bit of interest in your child's well-being. You know, if you pay attention to what's going on in life right now, then you do understand how it is important it is to get your kids on some type of a path, you know, being some type of direction. You know what I mean? They got to have it, or they ain't going to survive out here. You know, the future is coming. They're trying to wipe out all the as much electrical lines as they can. Everything is on Wi-Fi. And so it's almost like they're saying, don't believe in what you believe in what you live in. Because what you live in, it makes it just that much harder to believe in what you live in, because it's almost the opposite. But you just got to be strong enough to cut through and devise you a plan to, you know, to survive the future. Because if you tripping on the way things are right now, it has never gotten better. So if you study history, it's not going to get better. So let's everybody take a pause. As we listen to, let's see what we want to hear right now. We're going to see if, okay, Miss Brown got a message for us. So we'll be right back.
In life, we make choices. Some choices we have to live with for years. On March 17, 2020, make the choice and vote for new leadership for the Republican State Central Committee, District 21. I am Donna Walker Brown, the candidate for the position.
Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right, take hold of your life.
paper heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, ask to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. Anna M. Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, youth, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. Anna M. Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
Saturday nights from 10 to 11:30. We got all of the hot music, the topics, the controversy. We have fun on Saturday nights. It's cold outside, I know. The snow turned into rain, turned into snow, turned into ice and cold. I mean, it's a wonder more of us ain't sick, man, you know? So y'all can join us. 646-470-0944. That's the number to call in and chop it up. Press 1 if you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? If you're just chilling, just let it ride. All right, it's your boy, E-Max the Image, man. Got to do my own selfish. It's selfless and selfish. At the same damn time. My own promotion, in other words. Wix site, T-H-E-E-M-I-J-J. Okay, okay, okay. I'll give you a chance to write it down. It's T-H-E-E-M-I-J-J.WIXSITE.com/3342. Check it out. Got some free downloads out there for you. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice little website. But y'all know what it is, man. We are here. And before the end of the night, we're going to play that famous song again. But as promised, I got a couple of requests for some 3342 music. And we're going to give it to you. Like that there, man. Seriously, man.
Okay.
I've been this way since I was 12 years old. Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could. And now I'm good, yeah. You probably thought that I was going to come out here and sing a slow song. Emotions got you going. That's why you know which way I'm going, yeah. Girl, I try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for a while, but you didn't want to listen to me. And now you're texting me how much you're missing me. Emotions, emotions. So how you feel? Tell me what's the deal, eh? Emotions, emotions. So what's the deal? Tell me how you feel. Is it really about the way you feel about me? Or is it something that you want about me? People come around me like they love me, but they don't, so I won't let them get it out me. Emotion, yeah. I'm a comedian, this is my one night stand. People talking about me like I ain't afraid to say what the fuck I need to say about the family. I ain't trying to get a fucking grade. I'm looking for another fucking aid. When people treat me like a game that you play. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Emotions, emotions. That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal. Yeah. Emotions, emotions. That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal with this. Emotions, emotions. Oh, yeah, yeah. Emotions, emotions. Why do you talk about me like you know me? Is it the whole truth that you're telling? Got the world thinking that you really showed me what I gotta do. Who showed you? Emotions telling you that I, the kind of guy that you can run it by. Emotions got you slipping. Cause I ain't made from that kind of cut. Jumping through the shit, jumped through the trenches, and I made it out with a few stitches. At the same time, emotions are real. That's how you're feeling, yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
emotions, emotions.
That's how you're feeling. It was another slow song. Whoa,
you're dead wrong.
Dead wrong. You thought it was another slow song. Whoa,
you're all wrong. Emotions, emotions.
Emotions.
Emotions, emotions.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
Emotions, emotions.
That's what they said. That's what they said. It's your boy, Max and Mishman, right here, Hood Tunes Radio. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I even see Pete Weeks out here, 216-703. I thought he was going to say something, but he ain't pressed the one key. Still love you, though. Just like 786 and 773 and 804 and 415, man, we all on here tonight. And I appreciate it. Got a few minutes left to go. And before we get out of here, let's bring in 415 and 804 back up so we can chop it up a little bit. So, Al, I got to ask you, man. What gave you mind to put that track together? Did you wake up out your sleep and was like, I got it? But it's cool, y'all. We here. We gonna listen to that song again before we go. I just want to send a shout out to everybody out there online that listen. I see your numbers. I appreciate that. Everybody that called in and listened, you know what I'm saying? We love that too. So y'all just know we here on Saturday nights from 10 to 11:30. Always got something good to talk about. Wednesday nights, Thursday nights from 9 to 10. Also, we got Al Porter's Men in the Streets. Monday nights, 9 to 10 o'clock. So we ain't trying to keep you up all night. We just, you know, don't be trying to get in no trouble on the weekends. You know what I mean? So we stay busy. You know, I say do something productive, man. When you're young, you do a lot, you know, you kick it, you want to hang out. But then as you get older, you start to understand, well, some people do, that all that is just a whole bunch of guacamole, as I like to call it, man. So y'all just got to start explaining to the children, at least the ones that will listen to you. Each one teach one. We can't forget about that. Because everybody in the village, that they ain't good for raising your child. You know, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out, though. I broke it down a little bit. It takes a village to raise a child. But I would say it takes a village to watch them. Because everybody in there ain't part of the village, even though they live there. So y'all got to be careful with that, man. And teach your kids that everything in respect. Start at home, and it start with self. You know what I'm saying? All that shit that you see out there, really, it's not worth nothing. It's flashing. It's fleeting. You know, I thank God that I'm still here from some of the shit that I've seen. I'm sure a lot of people might feel the same way. All right? So let's bring 786 in for the last few. What's happening?
Hello?
Yes, you on air.
Yeah. This is Mordog Chill, the Phantom of Hip Hop.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to come in on my man, Sheriff, track. I understand where he was coming from with the subject matter. He's not saying abuse your kid. He's saying, but some of them need that ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Some
right.
Strong discipline, like a man hand, you know?
Exactly.
In their life. That's pretty much what he's saying. And I think the song, he kind of like blended the chorus and the verses like all together. I wish he would have just broke down, like had the verses separate from the chorus and
uh-huh.
went more into the verses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know just about.
But overall,
I recorded it, so it was straightforward.
Yeah, overall, I definitely love the content. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely gonna cause some, raise some attention.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely like the song. Like to hear it again, you know, so I can, cause I didn't have a pretty good signal. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so I like
cool.
to hear it again. Mm-hmm,
I'm gonna play it. Next 2 minutes, believe it or not.
Okay. Cool.
Right. And
peace
I appreciate
out, Sheriff.
That, bro. Appreciate that.
All right.
Sheriff, you on the line? Okay, he's still out. All right, y'all.
Okay.
Well, we're going to listen to this track again as promised. And we're going to let y'all know right here at Hood Tunes Radio. Got
All right.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that.
Whoop that. We appreciate y'all comments. We appreciate all of your support. We appreciate y'all visiting us tonight, joining in, hanging out with us, however you want to look at it. You're all important. And it's just a blessing to be able to be in this position, man, to hear all sides of it. You dig? So don't forget, y'all, check out Pete Weeks on Facebook. It's only one. You know what I'm saying? And just check me out. You know what I'm saying? This your boy, E-Max the Image. We have Sheriff Kilroy, Mr. Music Man. Appreciate you. 216-773. Appreciate you. 216-703. Appreciate you as well as 216-415. APJ. Okay, yeah. So it's all good, y'all. Couple minutes left to go on the show tonight. And I suppose if you got some already, you know, in. Get into, go ahead and get into them. It ain't that late right now. I told y'all, we do not keep you up late. Hood Tunes Radio, Saturday night, man. We gonna ride this track out.